Harold, I understand you took part in a couple of meetings yesterday. I'll let you explain what were those meetings all about and what came out of them.
Okay, the Citrus Research and Development Foundation had both a commercial product delivery committee meeting yesterday as well as our monthly board meeting. And the commercial product delivery committee meeting was focused on updates for the projects that are moving toward handing off solutions to the growers. So we had a fairly in-depth discussion of the projects relating to neonicotinoid insecticides for psyllid control, a lengthy discussion of antibiotic strategies, and the plans to move forward toward field trials with candidate materials that would help control HLB bacteria, and then several other updates on field trials that are coming forward that involve naturally occurring microbes, involve plant growth regulators, and lastly, the planting of tolerant rootstock trials across the state that are being planned for this year. So we had a good discussion there, moved some actions forward, and the committee had a lot of discussion about the best ways to move forward and timetables and that sort of thing. During the board meeting, the actions were approved related to those, and we also addressed the current round of new research projects that have been through the review process over the last several months. And of 46 projects that were put through the review, the board approved 28 of those, and these projects will be added to the current portfolio of about 130 projects that we have that are short to long-term solutions and the discovery and implementation phases of HLB management.
Now, you mentioned the field trials and these research projects. Harold, like anything else, any grower, no matter what he may be growing, is always interested in these and how they transpire. When do you expect to see some of these actually get on the ground and get started then?
Well, Randall, it's a range of timetables, and in fact, some of the field trials are already underway. And looking at plant growth regulators, for example, the focus there is to try to repair the health of trees, encouraging new phloem growth, and also to stop the fruit drop that we're experiencing both last season and this season. So we had a report on a trial that's now completed that was a Hamlin orange trial from last year that the data are now complete on, as well as two Valencia trials that have already been put in the field and are being evaluated through this Valencia season and harvest. And then there are a number of plant growth regulator trials that are planned for post-bloom that will go out to the field in the next few weeks. So as you indicate, there's a lot of interest in getting these tools out where growers can see how they work. And it's really the next step for us in handing off the research results to the growers. So we have a lot that are planned, but we also are trying to keep the growers appraised of those trials that are underway and are coming to completion.
Where can they find this information once it is available?
We do monthly newsletters. We put a column in the Citrus Industry Magazine, and often those are updates on these kind of field trials. But all of our board meetings and committee meetings are public, and they're announced in advance, and they're posted on our website as far as the dates and times. So we try to keep the industry aware of these projects as they're moving on. And obviously the scientists and the other folks that are actually working with us to conduct the trials, you know, do their own kind of outreach. So meetings like the Citrus Expo are good opportunities for individuals to talk about the work that they've been doing in getting these trials out to the growers. So we have a number of outlets, you know, the important thing I think for the growers to realize is this work is ongoing, and as the results are complete, we'll get them out through all these mechanisms to the industry.
Do you feel good about these research efforts and the field trials coming up, that we're heading in the right direction on some of these things?
Well, it's a difficult question to answer, and probably the most common one I get, Randall. And I'm very comfortable with the progress that's being made in the research and the exciting things we're learning, both about the disease and more specifically about some of the tools. At the same time, like all the growers, I'm very concerned about the declining status of the health of trees that are out there that are really the important inventory of trees that are producing the volume of fruit that's needed to run this industry. So timetables are difficult, and the pressure is really on us to get those most readily available tools in their hands as soon as possible. And just to let you know, the antibiotic strategies we have range from potential changes to labels on things that are already available for use in agriculture, which could be, you know, less than a year sort of timetable, to things that we've learned are going to be treated from the regulatory standpoint as a new active ingredient and could be many years out. And so obviously the growers want to hear about the ones that are most ready, but we're also continuing to move on those that will come in behind them. And no single tool is going to solve this problem with HLB. So we're continuing to work on a broad front, and of course, the emphasis is on the short term right now.
Thanks, Harold. That's Harold Browning, Chief Operating Officer of the Citrus Research and Development Foundation, and I'm Randall Wiseman for Southeast AgNet.